but it's a nine still.
All the meds.
Okay.
So it is October 2nd, 2019, in compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act. This is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the Municipal Building and distributed to the Hunterdon Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Following the flag salute, we'll observe a moment of silence. I would suggest noting in the past 2 weeks we've had two very tragic car accidents in the township. I think we should have a moment of silence, both for the victims, their families, as well as for the first responders who tended to those accidents. Join me in the pledge. Pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty
and justice for all. Thank you. So, first up, presentation of minutes of the regular and executive session meetings of September 18th, 2018. Any comments? If not, a motion to approve.
Motion to approve the regular and executive session meeting minutes for September 18th, 2019.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Transition.
Then we would open up the meeting to public comment limited to agenda items only, reminding people that this meeting is recorded and posted on the website promptly.
I'll make a motion to open to public comment for agenda items only.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Seeing none, is there a motion to close?
Make a motion to close.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. So resolution, first resolution, 82-2019. This is formally authorizing the New Jersey DEP grant, the Stop the Soot grant. This is, the funding is now allocated to us. This is for our new backhoe. The amount of $31,189.43. This will authorize the mayor to sign the document and any amendments thereto for this grant. Any comments or questions or motion?
Did they give us maybe I have it, I don't know, but did they give us a requirements, things we have to follow up on or anything? Is it in the original?
Actually, it's restated in the grant that was emailed around, and I talked to the attorney about this. I think it's a 16 or 17 page grant. Most of it restates statutes, laws that are already in place that we're required to. I think the only new one is that we can't trade in the old backhoe. We have to disable the
drill through the crankcase or something. And,
yep.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve the mayor and to sign the grant for the Stop the Soot.
I second. Oh, he beat me to it.
Mm-hmm. Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And the second is the second resolution, Resolution 83-2019, redemption of tax sale certificate, whereas the tax collector did sell a tax sale certificate number 201906 on September 13th to Christiana T. C/F CE1/First Trust, and this resolution would then authorize the treasurer to prepare and the mayor, treasurer, and clerk to sign a check in the amount of $3,021.73 and an additional check in the amount of $30,100 for the premium paid, and that these checks will be mailed to the above-mentioned purchaser of the tax sale certificate. Any discussion, or is there a motion to approve Resolution 83-2019?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 83-2019, redemption of tax sale certificate.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. We move right into old business. We have nothing on the agenda. There's a couple of little housekeeping things. One that I would bring up, approximately 5 days from now is our election, and we have a referendum on the election for the open space, modification of the open space tax. I just want to remind everybody, as the next couple of weeks, as we have standing committee meetings, I think that's a place where we can just answer and educate, and I think the I asked the clerk, I think we're allowed to say the position of the committee when we voted on it was that the committee recommends an affirmative yes for that. If any other discussion on that open space referendum question? If not, did you want to?
Yeah, I just wanted to say under old business a reminder that we have the 40th anniversary of the Bunnvale Library from 9 to 2 on Saturday, October 19th, and there'll be refreshments, giveaways, bookmarks, and our fine staff will be there to talk to you about the library.
Any old business?
Yeah, just two items. One, just last meeting we talked about the posting for the chief. We actually, it wasn't something official that was done. It was Spark had put something down on the wall last time. So I got that from Karen, redid it, sent it to Matt. By the time we went through it, it got posted Monday the 30th, so it's posted for the 30th to come back upstairs, so to speak, on the 11th. Just the timing's changed a little bit, but not a whole lot. That's the one item. The other item is, maybe I'll push this to Bev, about 2 years ago, the fire department came and asked me if Warren can put a handicap spot in front of the doors over in the fire, you know, station 3 for like the, and at that time, because we didn't have really any piece of equipment, we'd have to hire someone and or put it with when we're doing road work.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have a piece of equipment that clearly makes a good driveway because we can see where the police cars now are. If that can be put somewhere on his schedule to maybe see if we can do that, for get a handicap spot over there in front of those doors by station 3.
For station 3. Yep. Can do that.
Need a motion for
it? I don't know. Do we need a motion for that?
I would.
So you're probably going to end up spending money on it.
But how about if you, do sort of a feasibility and then come back once we know
that's
what
a good idea.
Of that is.
Yeah.
So I mean, we know what the motion. Otherwise, we give a blank check.
Yeah.
Maybe we need two handicaps.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what the regulations are. I know there was a talk of a van in and out type. I don't know.
Whatever we need.
Mm-hmm. Any other old business that anyone has? With that, then we're on to new business. First item of new business is Township Historian's request to appoint a new member. Joshua Bird has been nominated, and he is here tonight. So I would, rather than me give an introduction, if you'd like to come up and give a brief introduction to yourself.
Hey, this is what happens when you show up.
Yeah.
Hello. My name is Joshua Bird. I've just been in love with history all of my life throughout high school. I just graduated high school in 2019, so this year.
With high honors, I believe.
High honors, yes. I am studying at Burton Valley Community College in their wonderful Honors College. I'm studying political science and history, so I'd like to do a double major in history and political science after my time at Arby, a two-year school. I've only lived in Lebanon County for 5 years, but my family has been here for probably 200 years. And it's just always been in my heart to just join the Historical Society and preserve our time for my family history.
You're doing just fine.
So the Historians Committee, the appointments are annual 1 year, so this would be for the duration of the 2019 term, and then in January there'd be a potential reappointment. Would anyone like to make a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to appoint Joshua Bird to the Historians.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you very much. Welcome aboard.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome. Thank you.
Next item of new business is to cancel the November 20th, 2019 meeting because it overlaps with the New Jersey League of Municipalities Conference. Would someone like to make that motion?
Make a motion to cancel the November 20th committee meeting.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. I have another sort of late addition. The police chief contacted me. He was contacted by the High School District Board of Education. They're interested in adding an additional Class 3 Special Law Enforcement Officer, SLEO officer. It's not been approved by the school board yet, but I wanted, so there's no action by us tonight. We don't have the documentation, but I wanted to see if anyone had any concern. The chief doesn't have any issue in sort of putting the word out and seeing if he can attract a new officer. I assume it would just be an amendment of the existing agreement. Same terms as what we're talking about, same reimbursement for equipment and hourly wage and the like. So that would be the fifth SLEO officer in our department.
Did he mention at all why there was a gap that needed to be filled at all? Did he say?
Well, actually, the one question that the chief anticipated and already asked, as you know, we have two special law enforcement officers at the high school, mm-hmm. and we have a full-time officer as a school resource officer. And the question was, are they anticipating reducing the full-time officer, replacing it with the SLEO? The answer was no. They want to keep now three SLEOs plus the full-time officer. I believe it's partly driven by balance with Hunter and North.
Oh, okay.
Is what I understand. But I think the school board would have to answer some of those questions. So, like I say, no action, but if anyone has concerns during the week or whenever, address them through Karen, but that'll be coming up soon. Any other new business?
Yes, Mayor, I wanted to propose a subcommittee to come up with a plan and prioritize before the next budget building and ground issues that we've been kind of lagging on lately, like sinus security, lower level, maybe repairs or upgrades to the filing system down there, items like that. Just kind of a direction going forward.
And you're proposing to have that subcommittee?
Correct.
Excellent.
So I'll need a volunteer to help.
I'd be happy to volunteer to co-get the subcommittee that with you. Should we take a vote to make that a formal
make a motion. Yep. Motion for the mayor and Brian to be a subcommittee to look at security and downstairs filing system and building grounds items.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you. Any other new business that anyone would like to put on the table? And as I mentioned with our administrator, I think, you know, this is his third meeting, so we won't put him on the spot, so. But eventually we'll get a slot for administrator.
Yeah, you've got an administrator part once I get my Microsoft Office and Excel.
He's got the computer now. He just doesn't have the license.
He's got the phenomenon.
He's got an outlet. Extension cord.
So if there's no other new business, we'll go on to presentation of vouchers.
I have none to qualify.
I have none to qualify.
Here I've got a couple related to the tax sale certificate. The first one is for $30,100 to Christiana TC/FCE1/First Trust. And a second one to the same vendor for $3,021.73, also related to tax sale certificate. And then our JCP&L Master Electric bill for the month of September, $1,480.57.
Okay, I have one here for Warren to Warren Materials for asphalt for $2,023.39. I have one to the Campbell Foundry Company for curb with cast iron bike grate and drains to waterways for $3,064.
Are you always at these meetings?
I have two here. The first is for Gepler and Kiefer for professional services rendered for $5,727.93. I also have another one for Gephardt and Kiefer for the general retainer for $2,084.
That's it. The total voucher list is then $58,518.59. If anyone would like to make a motion to approve the voucher list.
I'll make a motion to approve the voucher list.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And a couple items of correspondence. First, we have the Lebanon Township Environmental Open Space Commission meeting minutes from August 5th. Anything to highlight there? We have
any items in there?
Okay.
I don't think so.
We have a letter of appreciation from Meals on Wheels for our generous donation of $750. And we have the museum curator's report. Tom, anything you'd like?
Just a couple things here. I noticed that the curator's report is mentioning that they're going to have a Hunterdon County Quilting Guild quilt show, which will be a reception Saturday, October 5th from 12 to 3. And they also highlight that the Hunterdon County Tri-Seminole Commission will be leading a walking tour of New Hampton that will begin at and end at the museum on Saturday, October 12th at 10 a.m. and a rain date of Sunday, October 13th.
And she also requests closing the museum on Thursday, October 31st.
She wants to be with her last child at Valley View to do the Halloween thing. And I'm kind of recommending that we do close that museum for that day. I don't know how the rest of the committee feels, but that would be my recommendation.
I have no problem with that.
Is that a union thing? Or no? Would that be a union question?
To close the museum?
Would
there be any union question, Matt?
I don't know.
Related to agreeing to close the museum that day?
As far as...
I mean, she's a union member. She's asking if she's asking to close it that day.
And are you, when you say close it, what's the impact on compensation?
I mean, she doesn't get paid. She's hourly, so she only gets paid the hours she works.
Right.
You know, as long as I would be concerned if there was pay for a day off that would trickle into other positions and requests from other employees.
Both she and the assistant curator are below the threshold of paid holidays.
I'd want to review the entire contract, but I don't based on the lack of compensation for the day off, I don't anticipate any.
Okay. Yeah, just in case a question's raised.
No, it's I've had that closure issue before that spins into
It's closed
triggers
their request, not at ours.
Both of them are requesting
it. Right, but you know, like, because if we needed to close it based on it, we felt there was a need to close because of a damage or something like that, and they could work. But at this point, it's coming from them, so I think it just needs to specify it's based. We're closing it on the request of the employees, not on our request. Does that make sense? Or I mean, is it?
No, it does. But again, if there were any kind of paid time off provisions for closure, and normally those provisions are not written that closures occur based on employee request. The standard is like you say, broken pipe, snow. Other type of issue, so that we don't normally draft for this unique situation. But in those unintended closure situations where some of the employees are off and some aren't, you either address it in the contract and says if this building's closed, the other employees get a comp, whatever the solution is.
Well, she does
or you get grieved.
She does mention a per diem.
I don't think we're considering that, though, are we?
Well, I don't know. It makes me wonder how does it impact the other employees.
My thing is if someone else says, I would like to go see so-and-so's Halloween parade, too, that day, so I want off, and, like, that's the more of the concern that I have.
Yeah, we clearly Karen brings up, that's the point. If this is closed, then there's compensation and of any kind, then other employees will feel, and rightfully so, that there needs to be an accommodation.
There's clearly no...
I don't see one based on the fact
no
that you
compensation.
Give.
Compensation.
Right.
No. Okay.
Okay.
That's good.
So should we have a motion to close?
Yeah, I do think so. That's without compensation. Yeah.
You're making that motion? Or?
I am.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. No other correspondence. Then we're to public comment on any topic.
So I'll make a motion to open a public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 You're the public.
The floor is yours.
I hadn't heard about closing the museum on the 31st before. Often I fill in when the curator can't be there. I can't be there that night, but honestly, it's Halloween. Probably a good night not to be open anyway, only because, you know, we're not equipped to handle trick-or-treaters or kids walking on the road there. And you know, it's a little dicey that being open. So if it's closed, I think I'd be happy with that. The other issue is, thank you very much for approving Joshua. We're really, really thrilled to get three generations younger than most of us on the committee. He's probably an average of 45 years younger than the rest of us, so we're thrilled. Thank you.
Thank you. Seeing no other public comment.
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Yeah, I'll go right to you.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. We do have several executive session topics, but we're not anticipating any action. The resolution 84-2019, the topics would be there are two items of attorney-client privilege, one related to Heather Hill Road, the other related to trees in the township, a brief CWA update, and then...